Hey, long time no talk. We got Richard on the horn here from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock. Glad to talk to you again.
Hey, Adam, yeah, it has been a while. I've been pretty busy, and which I'm not complaining.
No, it's a good problem to have, and I heard the fishing has been pretty darn good. Lots of different types of fishing, too, from inland lakes to the big lake. Where do you want to start?
Well, I will start out at Big Traverse and Little Traverse, just right outside Rice Lake on the big lake, just south of Gay, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They've been really trolling out there, and they've been getting the lake trout, and guys have been rigging up with the dodgers and the flashers and going out there with their cannonballs and dropping their lines in there and getting quite a few lake trout that way.
What have they been using behind those flashers and dodgers? Mostly flies or any spoons?
Mostly spoons they're using, and not too much of live bait. They just throw the spoons back there, and they attract them with the flash and orange, too. Orange and kind of the brighter neon colors seem to be working more this year.
Okay. Versus the blues and the purples and stuff, more like chartreuse and orange and pink?
Yes, that's what they seem to be selling out of the most, are the brighter neon colors, yeah. Kind of like the dull brown and even the plain colors aren't selling too much.
Tell me about the size of the spoons. Are they running mostly magnums or are you selling any standards?
I'm selling mostly standards. I got silver streak spoons, I got moonshine, and I got fin spoons, all three of them made in Michigan, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Can you tell us any of the spoon names that are flying off your shelves, any of the holes or lower stock there on your shelves?
Well, we got one called, the Flamin' Orange. That one is, we're completely out of stock. And like I said, I can't really remember any of the specific names, but it looks like a lot of the bright colors are flying right off the shelf. I'm selling these, I'm selling 10, 15 a day.
We're going to have plenty more fishing reports from the Copper Country, including Splake and Copper Harbor and Chesil Bay Crappie, plus all the inland lakes as well. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.